Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Brown reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Tovar moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Carew steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal takes first base on ball four. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-0 in the game. Alves strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vidal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell is hit by the pitch. Vidal moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Vidal moves to third. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allison takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vidal strikes out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal is hit by the pitch. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Quilici pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Clark now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing shortstop. Bruce Luck now catching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing right field. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jim Cott. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McDowell is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Allison hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Castro pinch hits for Ted Ulander. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.